Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, back with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy 2018. Happy New Year to all of my listeners. Welcome back, and I'm looking forward to another spectacular year with you and bringing you all the latest and best news of everything that's on the go in and around Joburg, this absolutely beautiful, beautiful city that we live in. I hope you had a spectacular Christmas holidays. Mine was absolutely wonderful. I rested and I am absolutely ready for 2018. And I feel, and I think a lot of people feel, that this is probably going to be the best year that they've ever had. So I hope that yours is fantastic too. So let us not beat around the bush. Let's get on with it. Dates to diarize and things that I'm super looking forward to. Make sure you have this one in your diary. Beatlemania on tour is heading to Emperor's Palace. They are kicking off on the 19th of January. The show is going to be running until the 4th of Feb this year. And this is a show that is not to be missed. So if you want to relive the heyday of the Fab Four, then make sure that you have your tickets in hand to join them. Well, not really, because that would be a little bit tricky. But Beatlemania on Tour is a fully live tribute show that recreates a true Beatles experience with authentic costumes, replica instruments, and all the songs performed with exquisite attention to detail in their original key. So you can expect to hear hits like Hey Jude, Come Together, Yesterday, All You Need Is Love, Paperback Writer, and loads more. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Yellow Submarine, all of your favorites. This show has sold out across the US, Canada, Dubai, Hong Kong, and New Zealand, and is a must-see spectacular for all Beatles fans. So this is, as I said, running 19th of Jan through to the 4th of Feb at the Theatre of Marcellus at Emperor's Palace. Tickets start at 160 Rand per person. Kids under 15 qualify for a 15% discount. And there are dinner and show packages available from 360 Rand per person. So all the info that you need, you can give Emperor's a call on 011-928-1297, or you can also visit their website, which is emperorspalace.com, and go and check that out. There are also Winner's Circle discount supplies. So if you are a regular at Emperor's Palace and you are a Winner's Circle member, make sure that you check out all the discounts that are available for Winner's Circle members. Yay! So that is Beatlemania on tour starting on the 19th of Jan. I'm excited. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Another date to make sure that you have in your diary. Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist is back at Monty, also starting Friday the 19th of Jan and running until Sunday the 25th of Feb. Andre has been wowing South African audiences about as long as I can remember, not to give away his age, but he's been at this for over 20 years. He stepped onto the stage at the age of 26 and he is engaging and he is amusing, and basically he hypnotizes people, and not only is he funny, but the people that are hypnotized are completely funny, and the audience members pretty much get to do almost anything in a spectacular which includes the viewers as co-stars. So nothing is scripted, and Andre never fails to make his audience shed a tear or several tears of laughter, and I've been to see him a couple of times and it always is jolly good fun. And also there's absolutely no age restrictions, so I know the kids are still on school holidays, so if you're looking for something fun to do, you can take the whole family and go and check out Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist, hitting the stage Friday the 19th of Jan and running until Sunday 25th of Feb. That is at the Pinaterin Theatre in Monte Cassino, and shows are Wednesday through Sunday. There's a variety of different times. Tickets are 120 Rand per person, and you can find out more on the Monte Cassino website. So, or just head across to my blog as well, heatherhook.com, and click on the Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist post, and that promises to be absolutely spectacular. So make sure that that's in your diary as well. Now, I spoke a little bit at the end of last year about the color purple, which I am really, really, really excited to see. And I'm excited that's going to be hitting our stages a little bit later this month. And I recently caught up with a lady by the name of Lerato Mvelase. She is going to be playing one of the key roles of Shug Avery. And I chatted to her a little bit more about her role and what we can also expect from the color purple. So have a little listen as I chat to Lerato about the color purple. Lerato, tell us a bit about your character, Shug Avery, and her role in the story.
Shug Avery is a woman who grew up in this town and has had moved to Memphis to be a performer because that's what she loves. She loves to perform. She's a creative who is free-spirited. And when the story begins of the color purple, she's coming back into town, but unfortunately she doesn't come back as the beautiful, the glitz, the glamour woman that they know her as. But when she comes, she shakes the town, making everybody uncomfortable, you know, people saying, lock your men away. She's coming to ruin the town. She's coming back. Everybody's panicking because she's not of the town. You know, she's not a girl who has the morals and values of a small town woman. You know, she's always wanted more. She's always felt like it's okay for a woman to express, especially her sexuality, freely, without any inhibitions. And her arrival into town brings some form of discomfort to the community. But eventually we get to realize that, you know, her way of being allows everybody in the town to see the importance of expressing themselves, especially sexually, for both men and women. Because people in this small town are, you know, it's wham bam, thank you ma'am. You know, women don't, they've never experienced the beauty of sexual interaction or sexual engagement with males. And she brings that into the community. And, you know, the people who once saw her as a threat, who once saw her as someone of no good morals and no good values, find themselves learning so much from her in terms of, you know, being free. And she has, as much as when she arrives, people feel that she's harsh, but we get to learn that it's all because she's a free-spirited woman who says what she feels and does what she feels, and that's not the norm in this town.
What was the most challenging thing about your role for you?
The most challenging thing currently is getting the accent right, because it is an American story. But everything else about the role, it's things that I feel most women will relate to, you know, whether it's women from back then and women from now, you know, the struggle is still the same. How free are we really as women in our societies? How much of us are we allowed to be, you know? And that's really a challenge that a lot of us women go through. So we do relate. I relate to the character completely. Why can men marry more than one woman, you know, in some cultures, and women are not allowed to, you know? And why can a woman not have more than one man? So the only thing really challenging is having to tap into the Southern accent, which, you know, we're learning, and I'm sure by the time the show opens, we'll all be great. But outside of that, everything else, it's really a matter of relating to Shug Avery as a woman and relating her issues to mine. You know, they might not be exactly the same, but issues of women are the same all around throughout centuries.
And by that token, what was also the most rewarding thing about your role?
you know, find a character that allows me to deal with my personal issues. You know, I relate to Shug in terms of not being able to relate to her father, which is something that I've been through. I mean, I don't know my father at all. And I feel like just being able to, you know, play a role of a woman who couldn't relate to her father, couldn't relate to what her father stood for, and therefore was rejected by her father. I feel like through this character, a lot of healing is going to happen for me. A lot of facing my own issues. And also just being part of this project, and you know, with everyone involved, it's so rewarding because as an actress, you always want to learn from other people. You always want to relate to the other actors and see them grow into their own characters and see the story grow. And you know, I'm sure all of us can't wait to see the show on stage and see the audience receive it with the same heart and warmth that we're putting into it.
What can people expect when they come to see The Color Purple?
People can expect great music, songs that will move them, songs that will touch them. They should expect a story that is worldly in terms of the socio-political issues that are in the story, in terms of women issues, men issues, and how we are raised affects the people that we become, the parents we become, the husbands and wives we become, you know. So, you know, this story is not only a story from the olden days, it's a story of today, you know, because all of us know how our histories affect the adults we become. And it's going to be a story that people can see themselves in, you know. They will see their aunts, they will see their mothers, they'll see their brothers, they'll see themselves. And because of that, people will not walk away without having something given to them. There's something that each person that's going to be in their audience that they will take away. And for me, that's the most reward, that's the best reward I could ever ask for. You know, for someone to walk out the show and feel like I learned something, or I healed in something, or I'm going to heal in something, or I'm going to face something, and I'm going to become a better person from just watching the show. And, you know, outside of dealing with issues, it's just a beautiful story, you know, with great music, you know, and really amazing performers that are going to be on that stage to tell the story.
How can people get hold of you, and what's next for you? Where can people see you next?
On Instagram, it's Lerato_Mvelase. On Facebook, it's Lerato Mvelase. And on Twitter, it's @MvelaseLerato. People will still see me on television. There's a series that's coming up. It's an international series, which currently I'm not allowed to disclose anything. But it is an international series that I'm going to be part of. And they'll still see me on Isibaya, which is a famous soapy that people love. And yeah, I'm working on my music at the moment, so people can expect me to release my album this year. And yeah, I suppose more theater.
So awesome catching up with Lerato, and do make sure that you have your tickets booked to see The Color Purple. It is opening on the 31st of January, and it will be running on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre until Sunday, the 4th of March. Tickets are R240, and you can book them by calling the Joburg Theatre box office on 0861 670 670, or you can also head onto their website, joburgtheatre.com, or if you're in the area, you can just pop into the theatre and go and book them in person. Otherwise, you can pop into Pick and Pay as well and go and book your tickets. I'm looking forward to that. So thank you, Lerato, for your time. I'm very excited to see the show. And yeah, so do make sure that you have got your tickets booked for The Color Purple. It is going to be epic. Now, you know I love a good competition, and what better way to kick off 2018 than with an absolutely amazing competition? So if you would like to win a set of tickets to see The Illusionists live in Johannesburg in February, then you are in the right place. Hold on to your seats. months. So I am totally excited. And if you love magic tricks, death-defying stunts, and acts of breathtaking wonder, then you are in the right place. The Illusionists have shattered box office records across the globe, and they have dazzled audiences of all ages with their powerful mix and outrageous and astonishing acts that have never before been seen on stage. It is opening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino on the 14th of Feb, and it's going to be running until the 11th of March, so make sure you have your tickets. And I have a set of double tickets, so two tickets to give away to see The Illusionists direct from Broadway at the theater on the 15th of February at 8 p.m. So please note the tickets are not transferable, so please do not enter unless you are able to attend on the 15th of February at 8 p.m. All you need to do is head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then obviously click on win tickets to see The Illusionists live in Joburg. And all you need to do is comment below the post and tell me why you're excited to see the show. Easy peasy, right? So that is for the 15th of February at 8 p.m. I am so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. I got to interview Grand Illusionist Darcy Oak a little bit at the end of last year, a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, it sounds absolutely amazing. And I'm so, so, so excited. So make sure that you enter. So that is it from me for this week. Two things. The first thing is, if you really enjoyed this podcast and you are looking for something else to listen to and you love sport, make sure that you listen to my fellow podcaster, Dan, whose podcast is called Short Fine Legs. He is back after indulging too much over the festive season, and he is chatting to cricket brains in the country, Telford Vice, and he is chatting about the test against India. So find out more about what's coming up in the cricket realm, if you will, with Dan on Short Fine Legs. And just a reminder, if you haven't voted for us for the SA Blog Awards, please do vote. We won last year as the best lifestyle blog, and we would love to win again this year. So you'll see on the right-hand side of my podcast, there's a big red button that says SA Blog Awards Vote. All you need to do is click on that button, click on Best Lifestyle Blog, and pop in your email address, and we would greatly, greatly appreciate it, because Niche Radio would love to win again. It's a big feather in our cap. So thank you. I'm thanking you in advance. I appreciate it. I will be back with you again next week with all of the latest happenings and things to look out for in and around Joburg. If you would like to get in touch with me on social media, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I am also on Facebook, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course the blog, in case you missed it, heatherhook.com. Have a wonderful first week back at work. And I will be back with you next week. Have a great day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.